我们今天所要证道的讲题是救济工作。Our message this morning is entitled The Rescue Mission. 创世纪第13章第1到24节。Genesis chapter 14, verses 1 to 24. 今天我们要讲到乱世的时代。Today we are going to speak about wartime, international conflict. 在乱世的时代，是生活有极大的改变。几天前我见到一个他经过世界第二大战，他讲到他的母亲他的公公他的叔叔还有叔叔的四个儿子，他们被敌兵抓去了，上了车要拿去杀头。在那个时候他就说，他的公公就叫他的叔叔求那个那个兵给他的叔叔下车。那叔叔下了车就叫他的四个孩子下车，不过敌人没有阻拦。It was during the time of the Japanese occupation when this man with his brother and brother's four sons were ushered into a truck and they were going to be sent to be beheaded. But at that time, he pleaded with the enemy to let the uncle come down of the truck. Then after uncle came down, uncle called his four sons. They said, "We are all very weak." And they all left. They were saved. 战乱的时代， during the time of war, life is uncertain. 生命危在旦夕，粮食不足， there is famine, there is much fear, 很多慌张的时刻，因为占领军他们用残暴的行为来压他们要占领的敌人。So the invading army, they use force, use oppression, use violence in order to subdue their enemy. Frightening time. Abraham has been staying in Canaan for some time. 亚伯兰已经住在这迦南地有一段时间。He separated from his nephew Lot. 他跟他的侄儿已经分开了。You remember there was a conflict between Lot's herdsmen and Abram's herdsmen. And there was a separation.And Lot began to separate himself in a large piece of land that is on the southern side of Canaan, close to the present-day Dead Sea, near to Egypt, towards Egypt, on the southern end, the southern tip, the bottom tip. And it was at that place that there were five little cities, five kings from five cities that was there. And Lot, having escaped from Egypt together with Abram, has seen the glitters of the world and began to be attracted by its glitter. We said all that glitters is not gold. 他这个罗德他被埃及地这些钱财吸引了，这是对他是有很大的伤害，对他和他的家人有很大的伤害。This will be a great disaster for him and his family. 我们看到我们刚才所记的经节提摩太前书第六章第十节说到贪财是万恶之根。For the love of money is the root of all evil. 有人贪念钱财，就被引诱离开了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。 Which while some coveteth after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Abram did not look for the profit that the world can offer, and therefore he remained as a wanderer in the obscure highlands of Canaan. 亚伯兰他没有参与这商产的观念，我们这里讲到贪财是万恶之根，罗德就被这钱财的引诱到了索多玛。 So Lot was attracted by the profiteering that was available in Sodom, and we saw earlier how he pitched his tent towards Sodom. And lo and behold, when there is this greed for material things, there will be strife to gain them. And men who are not wise would fall into this trap of grabbing after the elusive material things of this world. 罗德他就在那个时候被在战乱的时候被捕了，有四个大帝的群王。 There were four great kings. Those were the kings that existed during the time when Abram was staying in the Ur of the Chaldees. So they followed that road where Abram came to Canaan to come there when the five kings in the south, who were tributary kings, revolted against the four kings. Who are these four kings? 那四王是什么王呢？第一个 The first king is recorded for us verse 1. It says that Kedo Laome, king of Elam. Who is he? 他是谁呢? 第一章, 基大老马, 坐于兰王。 Who is he? 他是在 我们现代的伊朗国, modern day Iran. So it's a big country. The king of Iran. 那还有一个, the other king, Arafel, king of Shina. You see this in verse 1. Arafel, king of Shina, he is the king of modern day Iraq. 伊拉克的王, 大国, big country. Then there is Arioch, king of Elasa, and Tidal, king of nations. These are the two kings in modern day Turkey, 在土耳其, 土耳其国, so 大国, if you look at the map, these are big countries, and so the five little kings on the south of Canaan were little tributary kings there who revolted against the big and powerful kings of the north. And so the kings came, four kings came against five kings, and they started to have a war. And in that war, Lot and his family was taken captive. They were all hurled away. It was a very sad time. 第十二节说, 他们把亚波兰的侄儿罗德和罗德的财物 进去了。 So Lot and his family and all his belongings were being taken away. That's found in Genesis chapter 14 and verse 12. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. 罗德遭到很大的危机. So earlier, we mentioned about the story during the World War II. The one who related the story said it was a miracle that they were saved, because it was a most dangerous time. And here, we also see a miracle that is taking place. How Abram managed, by just 318 men from his household, go against an international coalition of trained army to rescue Lot. 这里就讲到 亚波兰和他家里所领养的仆人 318个, 他们怎么样 救罗德和他的家人, 还把他全部的财产都夺回了, how he got back all of Lot's belonging together with the lives of all who were captive. 我们这在讲战乱的时候啊，这个是真的是一个奇迹啊。It is a miracle that Abram managed to save his nephew Lot. This was the rescue mission that we speak about. When our Lord Jesus Christ came upon earth, He was on a rescue mission. 我们主耶稣基督啊，他来到世间啊，他是要他的目的是要救世，做一个救世的工作啊。He was on a rescue mission. Rescue mission for souls. 马太福音第九章第35-38节说到 Matthew chapter 9 verses 35-38 describe the rescue operation that our Lord Jesus embarked upon, same in the land of Canaan. And Jesus went about all the cities of the village and villages, cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad and as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he shall send forth laborers into his harvest. 马太福音第九章啊，第35-38节，耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Abram did not get himself entangled in the conflict, of this world. He did not get himself entangled in the conflict of the land. He continued to stay in a nomadic way, far away from the city life, far away from the gainsaying, far away from the profiteering. He was able to protect himself from this evil. And therefore, he was able to, at the time of conflict, harness the power of God to save his nephew that was in great trouble, physically speaking. He was taken captive by the enemy, and you know, a prisoner of war. If you are a prisoner of war, then you are at the mercy of your captive, and you can lose your life anytime. You can be humiliated, you can be shamed, You can be greatly incapacitated. Lot was in that state, together with his family, together with Lot's children, Lot's wife, and all of Lot's belonging taken. How did Abram respond? 亚伯兰听到他罗德出事的时候，他的反应怎么样？这里就说到，Here is given to us the response of Abram. In verse 13, 创世纪第十四章，十四章。就讲述到那这亚伯兰听到他侄儿被掳去他就连忙率领他家里生养的精炼庄丁直追到就是他连忙 he immediately gathered his servants and they marched out to rescue Lot. Are they an army? Were they capable? Well, I believe Abram must have learned some skills of self-defense in the land that he was dwelling in, for he traveled 1,200 kilometers all the way to Canaan to live in enemy territory. 我们就这里就讲到他亚伯兰他怎么样生存呢他在敌人的基地存留He's in enemy territory. How is he able to protect himself? Well, God must have given him some skill. Isaiah 书第四十章 Isaiah chapter 40 verses 28 to 31Isaiah chapter 40 verses 28 to 31 gives us some verses, some idea of how the man of God finds energy and strength to overcome big problems that they face in their daily lives. 以赛亚书第四十章第二十八到三十一节我用英语先念 Has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? Neither is weary, there's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. 以赛亚书第四十章第二十八节说道：你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主并不疲乏，也不困倦。他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。就是少年人也被疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。但那等候耶和华的必 从心得里，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。 Abram was on this rescue mission for his nephew Lot, and God gave him special unction and strength with his 380 servants, just like Gideon with his small little brave army defeated the Midianites. Abram went forward. Lamentations 3 verse 25 to 26 says, "The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. 凡等候耶和华，心里寻求他的，耶和华必赐恩给他。人仰望耶和华，静默等候他的救恩，救援是好，这援是好的。 Paul says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not despair." 我们四面受敌，却不困住，心里作难，却不知失望。Abram was filled with God and his wisdom and his power. He was able to do so. To rescue Lot. What was the secret? 他的能力在哪里呢？希伯来书第十三章第五节。What was the secret of Abram's strength? 希伯来书第十三章第五节说到， "Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." 你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。 God will never leave us, and God has his perfect plan to endow us, to help us, and we trust him. That was Abram's strength. His strength was not in any other thing, but in the living and true God. If we have God as our strength, then indeed we will live for his honor and glory and receive his praise. 我们如果跟主耶稣走义路，那我们就好像提摩太前书第六章第十节说到，我们不会受引诱，被引诱离了真道。We will not choose to err from the faith, but would continue to follow the Lord for his honor, for his glory. Will he take care of us? Of course he will take care of us. May God help us. 我们今天就讲到这里。